Mandy.
Every so often, I hear one of our songs on the radio. If people are around, I try to keep my face neutral, a skill I perfected way back when. But when I'm alone, or if it's just me and the kids, I've been known to let loose and belt it out. After, I feel like an addict who's relapsed. Both elated and disappointed in myself at the same time. The van's radio is usually playing a cool kids CD or is on NPR, so it's not like it happens that often. But when it does, a crushing guilt and sadness wash over me. That's what's going on in this moment, as I'm standing in the middle of the grocery store. It's a rare trip on my own. Miles was home, so I begged him to watch the kids while I ran to the store. Tenley is over at a friend's house, so he's only got the twins to keep an eye on. Now that Colin and Madden are in school all day, they're much more manageable. That's what Miles says when I tell him I'm drowning. Part of me wanted to go for a pedicure before I went shopping to give him more time to see how manageable they are. The last time they were manageable for me, I ended up cleaning slime off the ceiling. The cathedral ceiling. I still don't know how they did it. And by the way, that stuff stains. But I really shouldn't stall because I know the longer I take, the more likely I am to get a frantic call from my frazzled husband. That's the last thing I want. Powering the shopping cart up and down the aisles, I toss one item after another into the basket. To an observer, it may look haphazard, but I know exactly what I'm doing. I've got this down to a science. On those rare instances when Miles offers to go to the store for me, okay, that one time when I threw my back out, I can't let him go. We've been together for almost 9 years. Tenley is 7 and Colin and Madden are almost 6. He still doesn't know what any of us like to eat. He doesn't get that I buy food for the kids to take in their lunches and that a large 32-ounce tub of yogurt isn't the same as the individual cups. It's not like we have to pinch our pennies. He simply doesn't get it. No one does. The music has a tin-like sound to it, and I can barely hear over the beeping of the register and the hum of the conveyor belt. My heart stops for a minute, my face flushing. I bend my head forward, letting my hair fall over to form a screen. In my head, the choreography runs through, ingrained in my brain from thousands of rehearsals and performances. It's all I can do not to dance. There's part of me that wants to bust it out, full on, right here and now. Can you imagine if some dumpy housewife did that in aisle 9? Frankly, I don't even understand my life sometimes. This was all I've ever wanted. My life before, I never wanted that. It was thrust upon me in a whirlwind of decisions made by others. I longed for quiet and stability and normalcy. I've got that now. So why do I feel like screaming? It's because I'm tired. Tired and worn out and overweight. Frumpy, slovenly, run down, fatigued. I could go on and on with the synonyms. I'm a mom of 3 kids. It's part and parcel. And it's all I ever wanted. Tabitha. It's been 3 months since the pregnancy test came back positive, and I'm still in disbelief. My burgeoning belly doesn't let me live in full denial anymore, but there are moments when I forget, and I'm shocked to remember. If I'd ever been one for statistics, I'd worry that now I was one. How could I have been so stupid? I mean, he was totally out of my league. A legit A-list star. On a good day, I could consider myself a B-lister, but truth be told, it's the C-list for me. But still, I'd been having a good hair day, and it was right after I did that cleanse that kept me from eating solid food for about a week. The lighting was right, the alcohol was plenty, and Mr. A-list must have thought I looked pretty dang good. At least good enough to take out into the limo for some fun.